From supermarkets to auctions, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The catalogs for high-end stamp auctions can be found online even when it's a live in-person auction. But most of the big auction houses still publish hard copy versions of their catalogs. They're practically coffee table books with high-quality color photographs, glossy paper, and hundreds of pages. The books themselves are collectible. They're also expensive to print and mail. I think the days are numbered for printed auction catalogs. The arguments for keeping them are that the big spenders, who are often older, prefer using a book to a computer. It's often hard to get an internet connection when attending an auction in person, and you can't write notes on a website. I say the technology is already there in the online weekly supermarket circulars. You click on an item and get more details and can add it to a shopping list. You can specify the quantity, which could easily be a price you're willing to pay. And you can add notes on your list. Then instead of printing it out, save your auction shopping list to a file. More and more stamp collectors have tablet computers and smartphones. It's just a matter of time until they use them at high-end auctions. One other argument against doing away with hard copy auction catalogs is that many are kept by libraries as reference works. That's not enough to justify the expense, as the space. That's not enough to justify the expense or the space these books take. Librarians might want to experiment now with saving online supermarket circulars. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.